Designing Memorable Answer Phrases, Advanced Drum and Bass Composition in Ableton Live. Today we're going to turn a loop that simply repeats into a drop that feels like it's talking back to itself. That's the real magic of call and response in drum and bass. The call is your main hook, and the answer is the reply that makes the listener go, oh, there it is, even on the fifth repeat. The key idea: your answer phrase usually lives in bars 3 and 4 of an 8-bar loop, or bars 7 and 8 for a bigger payoff. It's not supposed to steal the spotlight, it's supposed to make the spotlight feel deserved. By the end of this, you'll have a 16-bar drop loop with a repeating call every 2 bars, a designed answer in bars 3-4, an upgraded answer in bars 7-8, plus a second ear candy layer that tags the answer so it becomes memorable. And we'll keep it mix safe, meaning it won't wreck your sub or blur your snare. Alright, open Ableton Live. Step 0. Set the grid and reserve space for the conversation. Set your tempo to typical DNB range, 172 to 175 BPM. Let's park at 174. Go into Arrangement View and set up a 16-bar loop. Now add locators, because I want you thinking like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Bars 1-2, call. That's your hook statement. Bars 3-4, answer. The reply. Bars 5-6. Call again, maybe a tiny change. Bars 7-8, answer again, but bigger. A payoff or twist. Then bars 9-16, you're basically repeating that structure, but with arrangement tweaks so it feels like a section, not a loop. Here's a rule of thumb that works constantly in rolling and jungle-ish DNB. The answer often works best as a one-bar idea that tags the end of the two-bar call, like a little signature at the end of a sentence. Step 1. Build the call, quickly but properly. If you already have a bass hook, great. If not, make a simple 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep it mostly 8th notes, add a couple 16th note pushes for energy, and very importantly, leave a little space near the end of bar 2. You're literally making room for the answer to land. For the mid-bass instrument, use wavetable or operator. Keep your sub separate, always. A solid stock-style call chain on the mid-bass goes like this. Wavetable into saturator with soft clip on, then auto-filter for movement, then EQA to high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz because the sub is not living here, then a compressor sidechained from the kick or a ghost kick. You're aiming for a clean mid-bass hook that bounces around the drums, not a full-range monster that eats the mix. On the sub track, keep it stable. Operator sign, low pass, mono. Think of the sub like the floor. The answer phrase is not the time to start moving the floor around under everyone's feet. Let the answer mostly happen in the mids and highs. Step 2. Decide what kind of answer you're designing. A memorable answer changes one or two things, not everything at once. You've got 4 main contrast axes you can choose from: rhythm, register, timbre, and space. Rhythm contrast. The call is steady, the answer gets syncopated, or it stutters, or it bursts. Register contrast. The answer jumps up an octave or drops into a different mid-range. Timbre contrast. The answer becomes metallic, talking, noisy, more aggressive, more resampled. Bass contrast. The answer blooms with a controlled reverb or delay tail, while the call stays dry. For classic rolling DNB, a strong combo is rhythm plus timbre. We'll do that. It keeps the idea connected to the hook, but still feels like a moment. Step 3. Design the answer bass using the fast method. Duplicate, mutate, resample. First, duplicate your mid-bass call track. Rename it mid-bass. Answer. This is important psychologically. You're telling yourself this is not a new song element. It's the same DNA, just mutated. Now write a short answer motif in bar 3, and maybe bar 4. Keep it hooky and nameable. You want something you can describe in one breath, like the upward yelp, the double stab, the gated tail, the little stutter into silence. If you can't name it, it's probably too much random detail. Try a question mark rhythm, an 8th note, then 2 16ths, then a rest, or a 1-beat stab repeated with a tiny pitch turn at the end. And here's a placement trick that instantly makes it feel like a reply. Start the answer on the end of 2, or on beat 4, instead of on beat 1. Beat 1 feels like a restart. Late placements feel like commentary. Now we need one character move so the answer is clearly different, but still from the same world. Pick one main character device. Don't stack 3 main characters at once. Option 1. Corpus. Metallic knock. A talking edge. Very DNB friendly if you keep it controlled. Put it after saturator. Dart from a pipe or tube vibe. Tune it near the key or the root. And keep the dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. Option 2. Frequency shifter. This is a big Nero-style secret weapon. Try ring mod or shift and use tiny values, like 5 to 30 Hz. Then automate fine slightly during the answer phrase so it feels alive, but not seasick. Again, dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Option 3. Amp and cabinet. Rate for bark and bite. Keep the gain modest, and choose a cab and mic position that isn't tearing your face off. After that, tighten with EQ. Carve mud around 250 to 500 Hz if it clouds up. Control bite in the 2 to 4K area if it's ripping too hard. And use utility for discipline. If you're keeping a separate sub, you can high pass the answer mid bass around 120 to 180 and keep it out of the low end entirely. That's often the cleanest move. Now the step that levels this up from cool synth patch to memorable phrase. Resample it. Create a new audio track called Resample Answer. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars while you tweak the character device. You're looking for one bar that feels like a signature. Then take the best one bar chunk and consolidate it. Now you've got a one-shot instrument. It's consistent. It's repeatable. And it's way easier to edit into something iconic. Try warp settings based on the vibe you want. Complex Pro for tonal material, maybe formant somewhere between 0 and 40. Or Beats Mode if you want gritty, rhythmic bass movement. Preserve around 30 to 60 can be a good starting point. Now you can do tiny edits that create identity. Micro reverses, little slice rearrangements, tiny time stretch moments. The point isn't to show off. The point is to create a gesture the listener recognizes. Step 4. Build answer phrasing with arrangement, not just sound. This is where most people miss. A memorable answer is about how it enters and exits. You can make a mediocre answer hit hard with great framing. First, create a micro spotlight in the drums in bars 3 and 4. Try dropping hats for half a beat right before the answer. That small silence is worth more than 3 decibels of gain. Or add a quick snare ghost fill leading into the answer, but place it so it points into the answer, not on top of it. A great trick is placing the fill 1/8 note before the answer lands. Or do a ride switch. If the call is tight hats, give the answer a ride texture for a bar. That change in top-end rhythm makes the answer feel like a new scene, even if the bass notes are simple. If you're using drum bus on your drum group, automate drive and boom slightly up just during the answer. Slightly. This is not a turn it into a different mix moment. It's a spotlight shifts for one bar moment. Next, automate 2 or 3 parameters to frame the answer. Group your answer layers into an answer bus. On that bus, automate an auto filter opening over the bar. For example, open from about 1.2K up to 3 to 6K during the answer, so it feels like it's speaking. Then a tiny utility gain lift, half a dB to 1.5 dB, only on the answer. Small enough that it's not a cheat, but it's still a cue. And automate a reverb send only on the final note of the answer. This is huge. The tail becomes punctuation. On your reverb return, use hybrid reverb with a short room or plate. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the transient. High pass the reverb return aggressively, cut below 200 to 400 Hz. DNB needs punch. Your reverb is decoration, not a blanket. Step 5. Add a second answer layer, the ear candy that locks the hook. The most memorable answers usually have a non-bass identifier, a stab, a vocal chop, an effects shot, something that helps the brain label the moment. Make a short stab use a simpler. It can be a rave chord, a synthetic hit, whatever fits your vibe. Write it to mirror the answer rhythm, but leave space. The goal is not more stuff. The goal is clear tag. A stock chain, EQ8 high pass around 250 to 500. Then a touch of redux, very light, just enough to give it a print. Then echo set to 8th note or dotted 8th. Feedback may be 15 to 30%. With the lows filtered out. Optionally auto pan for gentle movement, like half bar or one bar rate, and place the stab only in bars 3, 4, and 7, 8. When it disappears, the listener anticipates it returning. That's how hooks work. Now choose one identity marker for the answer, 1. A reverse symbol into the answer. A tiny vocal hey chop. A single pitch bend down at the end. Keep that marker consistent every 8 bars so the listener learns it. Consistency is what makes it memorable. Step 6. Evolve the answer in bars 7-8, but don't rewrite it. Think of bars 7-8 as the bigger answer. It's the reward for sticking with the loop. Choose one upgrade only. Pitch variation. Jump up 3 or 5 semitones briefly. Rhythm variation. Add one extra 16th at the end like a stutter. Texture variation. Introduce a noise layer only in bars 7-8. If you want that noise layer, keep it clean. Use wave-eatable noise or operator noise. Bandpass it around 2 to 6k, and sidechain it hard to the snare so it breathes with the groove instead of smearing it. This is also where you can think in cadence types, not just notes. Your answer can feel like an ending. A perfect cadence vibe resolves cleanly to the root. Satisfaction. A deceptive cadence vibe resolves wrong. Tension. It makes the listener want the call to return. A half-cadence vibe lands on something dominant-ish. It wants to loop. Pick the vibe based on the mood of your drop. Darker DNB often loves the deceptive or half-cadence feel because it keeps you on edge. Step 7. Mix discipline. Keep the answer big but not messy. Answer phrases are where low-end and transients get destroyed if you're not careful. First rule, the sub stays consistent. Avoid pitch chaos below about 80 to 100 Hz. If the answer is doing something wild, do it above that. Second, if sub is separate, keep the answer mid bass high past around 120 to 180. Let the ear read the answer in the mids where it's actually audible on small speakers. Third, check the 200 to 400 Hz region. That's where mud accumulates fast when you add extra layers. Use Spectrum or the AQ8 display, but also trust your ears. Fourth, if the answer has reverb or delay, filter the return aggressively. Reverb lows are the enemy at 174 BPM. Now do a quick slash beat that I consider non-negotiable. Toggle the answer bus on and off. If the drop loses identity when the answer is off, you nailed it. That means the answer is musical, not just decorative. If the drop suddenly becomes cleaner and louder and you prefer it with the answer off, your answer is probably overdesigned, or it's fighting the core groove. Also, do a memorability test. Not a loudness test. Turn your monitors down low. If you can still perceive the answer as a distinct moment at low volume, it's working. If it disappears, you're relying on energy instead of a clear motif. Two extra pro-level coach notes before we wrap. Don't let the answer steal the snare. If your answer has a big transient landing right on 2 and 4, you will blur the backbeat. A reliable placement is letting the answer transient live just after the snare, then getting out of the way. This audio version is shortened for playback.